Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, where right now code DNVR at signup is going to get you some super special offers, like how a $5 bet on any NBA playoff winner is going to get you $150 in free bets all throughout this postseason in the NBA. That's when you use code DNVR at signup on DraftKings Sportsbook. Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. We are your hosts three. I'm Patrick Lyons.
I am Susie Hunter.
And I am Susie Hunter.
Hi, Susie Hunter.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm good.
I think I got that wrong. I'm Brendan Vogt.
Hi, Brendan.
Is that right, y'all here?
Yeah.
We are still confirming with our sources.
Okay.
Still confirming.
We'll confirm that later on.
You know, I just want to start off the show with, it would be a shame if we didn't mention the tragedy in Uvalde, Texas yesterday. It's an absolute shame. And of course, unfortunately, so many people have been affected by mass shootings, especially here in Colorado. So just want to express our condolences. It's been hard to focus on baseball today.
Yeah, it's hard to go. There's a weird dynamic with this for me, and obviously we are used to this, but unfortunately, that conflict of do you go on about your day? How do you not at a certain point, but not wanting to lose that empathetic perspective and that sense of urgency. So just as we sit here, get ready to have some fun and talk baseball, we at least want to acknowledge that while we have a job to do here and we will go on about that job, we understand that this at least shouldn't be normal.
Yeah.
It's hard to find that right place and right time to do that, right? Where you can have that place to seek out a solace, because we try to create that here. And as you mentioned, Susie, it hits close to home. Me, as someone who was a special education teacher for a decade, it really hits close to home. And so, yeah, just hug your loved ones out there and hope it gets a little bit better. Do what you can. Reach out. Just talk. Have some of those conversations, because they can be important, and you never know what could happen because of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Colorado drops a tough one today, as you hear. Got to give him a tip of the pirate cap, I guess you would call it.
Okay.
For the our graphic too is a pitiful loss in Pitt.
Pitiful loss.
Nicely done,
yeah. Very nice.
Rockies had a 4-0 lead, 5-2 lead, and a pair of 3-run home runs does the trick. One off the bat of Carlos Estevez to rookie Jack Suwinski, and one later on there by out of the hand of Justin Lawrence. So a tough loss when going into this game. You were okay with the 1-1 split, both teams scoring 3 runs. It's hard to get runs when the Rockies are on the road, but they had split the first 2 games, and it really started off in a very hopeful and positive way. I had no doubt that they weren't going to win this one. I'm shocked. I really am.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I thought, especially when you go to places like Pittsburgh where you're expecting to win these games or at least win these series, it is a shock to see that it does not go the way you would expect it to go.
And cruelly ironic to Patrick's point, this is the game where the bats wake up and you're like, oh, okay. And then still nothing to show for it. This one was tough. I left my house in the 7th inning. I had the game on the radio.
Feeling good.
I got on the scooter. Everything seemed okay. By the time I got here, they were down 4 runs. It's a tough break.
The lesson we get from this is don't leave your house.
That's what I was thinking. Stay home. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
StreamYard next time.
Yeah. I said early on, I was like, I think 2 runs gets it done. Like, they got the 2 runs in the 2nd inning, and then they had 3 runs and 4. And then they had 5 runs. If 5 runs is going to get it done. But it wasn't. The bullpen, coughed it up. Lucas Gilbert, I think, had 6 straight scoreless outings coming into this game. So you felt really, really good about him. Carlos Estevez has been, figuring out. And again, when you look up and down the Pittsburgh lineup, I'm not going to lie, there were a couple guys going into the series that I go, I've never heard of this player.
Right.
It doesn't mean they're not a prospect, because I know Jack Suwinski. He's a bigger prospect. Got 5 home runs already this season. Nice little player. But there were other guys that, might just be filling a roster spot. And you go, man, like...
And you're Patrick Lyons. Like, if Patrick doesn't know,
Yeah, Patrick knows everyone.
Do the managers even know at that
point? I know Ben Gamel. I know he made his debut with the Yankees, but still doesn't necessarily mean he's a world beater. And sure enough, he did a decent job throughout the series. And Rockies drop another one on the road, and it seems like they could have won their first road series since Detroit over a month ago. Now, they have been playing at home a lot more frequently. Like, the last homestand was 3 series, so they're here like a week and a half. So they haven't had as many opportunities on the road. But still, they've got to figure it out, and they definitely don't seem to have it figured out at all. The problem that was the issue last year is definitely the problem this year. You can't look at it and squint and talk about Chris Bryant coming back. We'll get to him and whatnot. The issues on the road are just as much of an issue this year as they were last year, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. The road and the bullpen, big concerns.
Oh, I wish I had something to add to that, but it is unfortunately spot on.
I mean, yeah, it's like how much else can we say? Podcast over. Thank you for joining.
Well, you do have something to say, Brendan, because you could tell us who our DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game.
Oh, yes.
I actually don't know who we decided on. I'm going to guess that we decided on Randall Grichuk. Is that correct?
We did. Perfect.
That's why I'm setting you up. Yes, he was 2-for-4, a double, 3 RBI, and 1 pair of visual shades.
And a great smile.
Looking sharp. He does have a great smile.
He has a good smile.
He does. Does he look like someone from Colorado? Does he look like a Colorado guy? That's the real question. This graphics needs to stay on for like 25 minutes. Like, you look at Charlie and you go, Colorado guy?
Yeah.
You get that vibe. I mean, you're not that you have to have that vibe, but I feel like there's elements there to suggest, this could be a Colorado guy.
Well, a few years, right, around, maybe the beard gets a little thicker, mm-hmm. bushier. Mm. You know, it's got a very coastal, like his barber might have trimmed that up for him, you know? Yeah. But like a real Colorado beard, I think, is something that just kind of, it's organic.
Speaking of beards, this is totally unrelated, but I was watching the Pittsburgh broadcast from home because that's what they had on MLB Network. And they showed this tweet from someone saying, there's no way this is Charlie Blackmon, and it was his picture without his facial hair.
Yes.
I was like, can you
even remember what that looks like at this point?
His chin looks very different.
I'm going to look it up.
We were talking about this in the dugout a couple weeks ago, right? Like, his wife has never seen him, apparently, without the beard. And
she has no idea what his chin looks like in real life.
That's a different player.
As someone called it, and I won't name names here, but he's got the chin butt. He's just got the little clef.
Is that what it's called, a cleft chin?
I don't know that's what it's called. I don't know. The chin butt is right.
The Ben Affleck?
Dimple's the word.
It's a dimple.
Mm. It's more of a dimple, yeah?
I'll take your word for it.
Charles Cobb.
But it sounds like we're never going to see it again anyway, so.
No. And I think Grichuk would need to add a couple tattoos, go the Kyle Freeland route.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to Freeland's tattoo artist. Is that what it's called when you have tattoos? You have a tattoo artist or a tattooist?
I think it would be tattoo artist.
I believe it's a tattoo artist.
You hear? Is it, you have a tattoo artist on retainer or a tattooist or what?
It's more like drunk memories.
Oh, if I'm being honest,
I do not know. I do not remember a single one of my tattoo artists.
No.
What? Are you serious?
I am completely for real.
I'm looking. You got your guns out today. You got an extra short short sleeve, and I'm seeing a very elaborate piece there.
Yeah, and again, I wasn't drunk when I decided to get it, but I was drunk when I got it.
Oh my God.
That's my thing.
Well, okay, so should I bring a tattoo artist to your wedding? Can we do that?
Bringing a tattoo artist to my wedding is going to end up with my whole family coming out with tattoos, and that's a guarantee.
Oh my gosh. What's the wedding countdown? Less than 1 month?
About 3 weeks? No, about a month. About 4 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
So we've got fan vote as an awesome segment, and that is going to be very fun on Friday for the shootout, as it were, DNVR golf outing at Spring Valley. We may need a splinter show. Yahir does Yelp, where Yahir goes on Yelp to find various services that you should not be just consulting with the internet with. And the first episode, of course, will be a tattoo artist that he finds on Yelp. Yahir does Yelp.
I think Billy Carvat here is right. It's called a cleft chin. I just call it the Ben Affleck personally. But
I said cleft chin. I thank you for validating.
Never
me.
Doubt yourself, Susie.
I usually don't, but you know, I try to just take input from everywhere I get it.
I need a pair of Grichuk's glasses in order to see that writing on there. But so thank you, Brendan.
I got you.
Yeah. How do you have such good eyesight?
I'm blessed. What can I say?
So blessed.
So raise your hand if you have a tattoo.
Oh, I do.
You do?
I have two.
You too. You
actually have the DNVR logo tattooed on me.
No way.
Not the lettering, but the Eric Sweet design, the Colorado design, which I think is just the coolest Colorado logo.
Right on.
The flag that's on the hat, actually.
Oh, there we go.
This is on my arm. And then
very cool.
You know, I read a book once, so I got a quote on my arm. I read one book and I got a tattoo.
Is it? Don't tell us.
Okay.
Would we be able to figure out what book it is? Like, if we guessed, if we had like 10 guesses each?
I think probably.
Catch
I
in the rye.
Think you could. No, but you're right. But you're like already kind of regionally, you're close enough. You'll get there eventually. We can do it off air.
If you said regionally, it probably wouldn't be Bukowski, but we got to go old classic. Yeah, that'd be another segment for another time. Hey, a guy that I liked that was a candidate, and a couple candidates, you know, Susie, you said it before we went on air, like, despite the fact that they lost 10-5 in such pitiful fashion, there were a couple guys you go, hey, you know what? This guy could be the player of the game, stands out, had a good game, you know, needed a little bit more for the Rockies to possibly win it. But guy I like, Ryan Feltner, you know, came out, who on 3 days rest too, mind you, because he did start on Saturday in Salt Lake City for the Isotopes. I think he only threw like 39 pitches. So he goes 5 innings, gives up 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. Ryan, Brendan, how did you like from what you did see? And Susie, I want to know your take too. Like, how good did this guy look? Where you're thinking, do we have to send him down? Like, let's keep him around the rotation.
Confident in his fastball. And when you do that, then you only need to sprinkle in so many sliders, curves. But he was confident and had command of that fastball, and he went after guys. So, you know, I think it was 2 walks in the end, but 7 strikeouts, that's a guy who's coming in there, not afraid to throw some strikes, not afraid to try to sit some guys down. So I was impressed. I mean, it's the Pirates, we know, but I mean, it's better that he performs well than he doesn't. So,
yeah, and we saw, you know, some 97 mile per hour strikeouts from him, which I really love to see. In general, there's an uptick in velocity over the past year. So
big time.
Yeah, that's impressive. One of my friends, a good friend of mine who works for ESPN, texted me. He's like, what's the deal with this Feltner kid?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, what do you want to know?
To your point, Susie, he averaged 95 on the fastball today.
Nice.
So, and got up to 97. So.
Right.
That's great to see out of a starter, right? Like getting the relievers out of the pen. That's what they're doing. They're going all out. But for a starter to be able to, you know, maintain that and move it around the way he did, that was really promising. He'll get most likely one more start before Senzatella comes off the IL. We'll preview the National Series a little bit at the end of the show. But overall, feel really good about what he was able to do. And I think he might even still No, he won't have a start in Washington, D.C., so he might be starting on Memorial Day. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to celebrate with him, and you can celebrate with us down on the corner of Colfax and York at the DNVR bar. Remember, if you're a member, you get the member-sized beer.
He's too good.
You get extra raffle tickets.
I don't even know what's happening.
When you're down at all of the watch parties to win some free gear, you know, you get discounts on all of our tailgates, party buses. We got a nice Rapids one coming up very shortly. If you want to get a Rapids shirt, well, guess what? Get an annual membership and you get a free shirt from dnvrlocker.com. Otherwise, only 50 cents for your first month. And by the time you're listening to this, it may be too late for you to get on board with the DNVR shootout on Friday, but certainly you can follow us on social media with all that, all those shenanigans, and check out the Big Drive Energy as well on just about
those
every
guys are
platform.
So funny.
They're legit. Yes.
I'm not a huge golf guy myself, but I tuned in recently for their latest broadcast. Such a vibe.
They
and by the way, if you're wondering, they are just as good hangs as it seems like on the air. Check those guys out.
They are great. That's what I'm kind of most excited. I'm excited to meet a bunch of the members too.
Sure.
And then maybe pick up like a pitching wedge and like see if I could win a competition, you know, and then telling everyone four. But it'll be to kind of hang out with those guys. Spencer and Mitch are good dudes. And we got a good deal for you right now with Ivaca TV. Head over to ivaca.tv/DNVR because that's where you can watch Denver Nuggets. You can watch Colorado Avalanche, Colorado Rockies, CSU, you name it, Mammoth, Rapids, all of that. All of the altitude sports and AT&T Sportsnet and the DNVR channel. Coming soon.
Yes.
That's
is
right.
Is it coming soon or has it already came?
No, we're live.
We're live, man. We're like, Ivaca TV gave us the whole.
We're TV stars.
If you got Ivaca, you've got DNVR right there.
I have Ivaca and I watch DNVR shows constantly on
there. Yes. Here, like, you bring that work home with you.
He's sitting there like, man, who produces this stuff?
Dude, there's been times where I'm like, I can tell who's producing which show right away. I'm like, that's a KLO show right there all the way.
That is awesome. Yeah, you get all of that for $25 a month, zero hidden fees or contracts. Again, $25 per month plus receiver. Price gets locked in for 2 years. Never worry again about missing the Nuggets or the Avalanche. We want you to come down for all of the Avs watch parties. In fact, I think there's another game tonight, yes?
Yeah.
Another game on Wednesday night.
Put them away, Avs. Let's go.
If they don't, I think Friday. So it's like literally every other day, which is kind of really nice. But guess what? You can stay at home with Ivaca TV. Go to ivaca.tv/DNVR. And actually, I lied. It's not $25 a month. Use code DNVR when you go to Ivaca.
Gets even better.
Gets even better. When you go to ivaca.tv/DNVR, you get an additional $10 off your first 3 months. Love that. All right. Now, if you don't have enough money to go to Stanley Cup Finals or to go to the Western Conference Finals, whatever it may be. Do they have the Western Conference in the NHL? Yeah, they do. Why did I doubt myself there for a second?
Never doubt yourself. It's the lesson of the day.
There was something weird on a TV back here that totally threw me for a loop, and I kind of blacked out for half a second. But Breckenridge Brewery is giving away tickets all throughout the postseason for the Avs. We invite you to nominate a stellar community member and Avs fan who should get the chance to celebrate at the playoffs this season. Actually, go to a game. Each home game, Breckenridge Brew is hooking up one fan and a friend with tickets, gears to match, and, of course, the drink of the season, Avalanche Ale. Yes. Breckenridge Brewery is also donating a portion of all proceeds of sales of Avalanche Ale through the playoffs to the Community Fund Boulder County to benefit Marshall Fire victims. Visit BreckBrew.com to nominate a community star and send them to the Avs playoff game this year. Can't beat that. CJ Krohn, homered himself for the first time on the road since April 27th, which was in Philadelphia, but also first time for the Rockies. Rockies cannot go deep on the road.
Unless your name is CJ Krohn.
That's it. We are going to have another summer of Krohn. I mean, there's been a lot of conversation at the ballpark already about CJ Krohn as an all-star, which, again, you look at his numbers and you go, yeah, absolutely, but first base is always, always so cluttered, right? It's always crowded with people. And if not him, I don't necessarily know who else. Maybe Brendan Rodgers gets his first nod. We're still like 2 months away, but it's fun to kind of think about. And obviously, CJ Krohn is putting his mark on it. He may need to like run away with it for voters to vote him in. I think it's almost an impossibility just with how good Pete Alonso's been playing. Mm-hmm. Goldschmidt's been pretty solid, so they're gonna split the fan vote. I think in those markets and nationally, even though Krohn deserves a lot of recognition.
And you know how it is. People are just going to look at his numbers and say, oh, he played in Colorado. Regardless of the splits, regardless of what that effect actually has been this year or hasn't been, that'll just sort of work its way into the dialogue.
Facts. Absolute facts.
True. I like what Ryan McMahon was able to do today. Double, walk, clean defense. You can't miss that. Did also have a single and another at bat, scored a run. So, he's been solid. He's drawn a lot of walks lately, which, you want him to see him hit the ball, put some impact into one. Right. But at the same time, he's doing what you need to do, not making out. Allow the next guy to come up, do his thing, get on base. And so, hats off to him. Jose Iglesias, another hit on the road. He is reverse road Rockies.
Hmm. Reverse course.
And he won't talk to us about it. That's a topic for another day. What is the reverse?
Sruk. Is it Sruk? Coors?
Sakor?
Sruk. No, it's Coors backwards. Yes.
Sruk. Yeah. Right. Could be. S apostrophe Rook, though, of course.
Yes, of course. As is customary.
We've got a bad nickname lined up for you, brother. We're ready to go.
That's it.
And then, hey, can I also just say, I kind of want Daza to hit like 16 times a game, just like every time. Can he be the hitter?
Yeah, he wasn't in the lineup on Tuesday night. I think he was held out on Monday as well. It was nice to see him batting second in the lineup today. Yeah, he does some things. He should be given the opportunity. And with Chris Bryant, we gotta say his name. We haven't talked about him quite as much. If we were like making donations to a charity, and hey, every time we say Chris Bryant's name, we're gonna give you $5. They would be calling us like, hey, we didn't get a check for the last month.
Yeah, can you work it in maybe a little bit more?
There's a reason why. Yeah,
is
unfortunately.
Is there a sponsorship we can get that will do that?
Probably not at this point.
Regardless of whether or not he's playing, I feel like we still need to talk about him now that he's on the IL.
Yeah. Back injury, kind of flared up. You got, I think, two games out of him before he goes back. He was in the lineup on Monday, then got scratched. Hilliard came in, and it's been really frustrating. The exact opposite way you hoped this deal would go down for $182 million, especially when they obviously need him so badly right now, just as this veteran presence. He's a guy that in left field, it's not necessarily like, oh man, that's the solution to the defensive issues. No, but it definitely takes some pressure off the defense if you've got slightly larger lead. pitching with a little bit more confidence, all these things kind of tie into it. And, you know, the guy that you brought in to replace Trevor Story, and in some ways to replace, sure. In other ways, no, they're doing two totally different things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, to get 17 games out of him has been monumental disappointment, but that's what happens when you get hurt, unfortunately. I don't know how else to contextualize it, really.
Yeah, and you know all too well that backs are no good. Backs are no bueno.
I can't believe I got a second gig and I'm just talking about backs. Yeah, it's concerning. And it's tough for the front office, who, like, you want to give them credit for being relatively aggressive this offseason.
Yeah.
They didn't just... I mean, I know, again, certainly didn't comprise... Like, they didn't build the Dodgers, but they spent, and they went after some talent. And to see the most aggressive move bearing virtually no fruit so far, it's frustrating for everyone involved. I'm sure no more so than Chris Bryant.
Yeah, it's... You know, I haven't thought about what words I would use to describe this, because I think it's just unfortunate, right? It's just he's hurt. I mean, what are you going to do? He's going out there playing his best. You know, you saw him get banged up in a couple little ways here and there throughout the first month, but nothing you go, all right, we got to keep an eye on this. Like Kyle Freeland, you know, he took a ball to the back of the knee. I've never seen like a guy take a ball like behind his knee. Okay, that's something to think about for his next couple starts, and you know, maybe something happens because of it. Similar situation in the World Series last year. You saw Charlie Morton get hit on the leg, and you go, okay, whatever, until a couple innings later, turns out, oh yeah, his leg is broken now. So like, it takes some time for that to happen, but you don't notice it immediately. So there could have been some of those plays. He's out there playing his hardest, playing his best, but at the end of the day, right now, you look at this, and it just... It couldn't be going any worse, unfortunately. I don't want to use the Desmond word to describe it, but obviously in the Venn diagram...
I feel like that's saying Macbeth.
Yeah. Well, look, there's a Venn diagram where two things that are totally, you know, Skittles and killer whales. There's a Venn diagram where they overlap.
Is there?
Yeah, rainbows. You know, rainbows and just things shooting up out of blowholes. That may have been a commercial. but there is a Venn diagram. You know, there's the overlapping.
Patrick's brain works differently than the rest of our brains.
It does.
But I'm following you.
You know,
I think I am.
They are considered delectable treats in different parts of the world.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
look, man. I'm not saying I agree with them.
But it happens.
But there's a Venn diagram that overlap, and you go, well, Desmond paid him some money. That was disappointing. It took a lot longer for us to get to that point. However, there's a much easier way for this like to turn around. It's not like, man, we were sold a false bill of goods, and this the whole contract has been awful, because it's not yet. We don't know necessarily what we're getting. It's just what they've gotten so far for 2 months, and what, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how long he's going to be out. That's the part that's disappointing. So maybe they're not getting their money's worth right now, but we still don't know that this whole deal is a bust. It just has been for 2 months, unfortunately.
And it's the back, which is just... I mean, look, there's no such thing as a good injury, but backs, I mean, across, it's such a long season. He's a slugger. The back's important. It's just the kind of thing that you almost never feel out of the woods with, because retweaking it always feels likely. So that's just like, it's just concerning in that regard, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do like this comment from Enigma the Gray Man. Who's Chris Bryant?
Yeah.
Chris Bryant is a Rocky who has played a few games with us. And he has a lot of money.
Rocky's legend, Chris Bryant.
Rocky's legend for all the wrong reasons right now, Chris Bryant.
But obviously, like Patrick said, that's not written in stone yet. We hope he comes back, and we hope he has that impact, because he can. Chris Bryant's a good ball player.
Logan thinks that we need more Patrick Venn diagrams. So you hear it sounds like you're going to have some more graphics to make for us in upcoming shows, because that is absolutely something we need. Patty stats are just where it's at.
That could be, because there's a bit that I think Fallon does that obviously is pre-planned, where it's like a celebrity impression and then a song. And mm-hmm. So then the person does like that version
like
of
wheel,
the song.
Yeah.
And so it would be like, okay, a Rocky's player spins through.
Oh, and you have
and
to
And then
make
just
a
random
diagram.
Word, and I got to figure out
we just made a
the overlap.
On the air.
That's amazing.
Write that down, Yahir. Right,
yeah, do that also with Yahir Does Yelp. Those are the two big ones of the day. We haven't yet come up with any inventions yet. Usually we have an invention. We invent something, right? Like the Nacho Helmet Exchange program.
Oh, that was Brendan, that was a good one.
You weren't there for that one, but no. You know, have you partaken in a helmet nacho or two?
No, I have. I'm a helmet nacho-less man.
Okay, what about the mini ice cream helmet?
That I have had.
Okay. So that's fun and not as shameful to clean out in a bathroom sink, but you know, there's a couple seconds of shame, yeah?
Yes.
True. Yes.
I disagree.
There's something.
Very enthusiastically disagree with this.
Look, that's great that you don't have that shame, but you are in the minority and there's actually something wrong with you that there's not something wrong with you when it comes to that.
Do you feel shame at all, Susie?
Yeah.
I probably never.
See, this is, okay.
That's a strength.
Don't have that part of my brain.
So the idea, Brendan, to avoid said shame or to just save Susie some time since she's not prone to that, it's a helmet exchange program. So you have your ice cream or your nacho, you go in and then you exchange it for a new helmet that's already been cleaned. They take the old helmet that you just ate out of, they run it through a dishwasher, and then someone else has served food in it. That's where the idea falls apart, because now you know that the helmet that you just ate nachos in has been recycled. So there are flaws.
Patrick laying awake late at night.
You know what?
He's like, I got it. I figured the helmet.
This is just from
out.
The show.
I'm just going to throw out one more better idea that is a little less wasteful for the nacho helmet situation that you guys experience.
Oh.
Instead of the exchange program, you could put a piece of parchment paper in there. So that way, when you finish the nachos, you just throw out that paper and then it's a clean helmet.
That's too smart. It's too effective.
Maybe. Also, the helmet nacho, where the helmet is.
Oh, I like this
is
one.
Is a taco bowl in the shape of a helmet. So you can actually eat the bowl. Okay. BV's an investor. Shark Tank it, baby.
Yeah, an investor. A major one, too.
If one of our viewers takes this to Shark Tank, I'm going to throw a freaking fit.
Or just mention the show on Shark Tank.
I got this idea from no one. If you do that, I will lose my mind.
I just asked 50% of the profits if you take any of these great ideas that we have going out. That's it.
It's not. When does DNVR get a concession stand at Coors Field?
Oh, not soon enough.
These are things we need to think about too.
New
we
show idea, DNVR tank. If you want to come work for DNVR, you pitch your ideas, you pitch your segments. DNVR tank.
DNVR tank. Wait, I actually want to do
we
that
actually
too.
Should do okay, that.
That's how I got my job at DNVR for the most part.
Oh, from the pilot episode of DNVR tank. DNVR just tank that did not
pitching
go to
a lot of segments, and then finally, like, you know what? This guy has some decent.
That's
clue.
How you ended up here. That's
I ended awesome. Up internship, merch manager, then I ended up producer. So
we love how you do it. Listen, everyone gets to where they're getting in very bizarre ways, and that one's really cool.
It's all part of the grind. What did you like the two nice defensive plays by Garrett Hampson? Got to give him some props on that.
Garrett Hampson
back-to-back
was
innings.
Great defensively today.
He looked great at second base. Yes, the one play Spilly said on a degree of difficulty, 10 out of 10. Because he was like going the opposite direction, and he like scooped the ball backhand. I don't even know how he did it. It was pretty good.
I think in high school, those were the players I was the most envious of. Just really smooth infield gloves.
Like natural, just
yeah, mm-hmm. but they just had the flair to it, and it was all like I could make a play, but I had to try so hard. And they're just guys, you know. I just loved that. Those are always the guys I was envious of.
They just have it.
They have it.
I was talking with someone about Chris Bryant and the need for some more pop, and the name that got brought up was Eli Harris Montero.
Yeah.
You say, is it? And then maybe that heaps a little pressure on him. Obviously, not to fill Chris Bryant's shoes, but to say, look, you need an extra pop in your bat. Connor Joe's got to be out in left field now every day, essentially. And that does clog up the DH spot, you know, two out of every 3 days. But that's a move. I think that's the big thing that needs to happen, because we're seeing the same guys kind of run out there over and over again. And I don't think it's allowing enough mixing and matching potentially. And if you need some extra pop, I mean, I think Montero could be that guy for them that you could hope for. And if it doesn't work out, that's fine. You could send him back down. Yeah, that will affect the confidence level a little bit, but you can build that back up. I think the guy deserves a little bit of an opportunity. Could be interesting.
Yeah, and he's been explosive in Albuquerque since he went back down, so I think he does deserve that chance.
Yeah, I think it could be time for Montero. Another guy that we definitely are gonna see in Colorado probably a lot more frequently, Carlos Gonzalez. Did you hear the news?
I did not hear about this news until you told me the news, but he's joining the Northern Colorado Owls with a Z.
With a Z, huh?
With a Z. He is, yeah, joining the crew.
Yeah, he's an investor in Ryan Spielborg's operation up there in Windsor, not too far from the Budweiser Event Center where the Colorado Eagles play. Brand new facility, Future Legends Complex. I mean, they're going to have hotels there. It's going to be a real, you know, prominent spot for a lot of amateur baseball. And I think they might have even a bunch of soccer fields and stuff there. That whole ownership group also, you know, owns the Northern Colorado Hailstorm FC of USL One. So a really good soccer team there who I think they had a big win in the U.S. Cup Open, right? Did I have that right, you hear?
Yeah, they eliminated Real Salt Lake, the hated rivals.
Wow. So they beat a team like two levels above them, right?
Yeah, basically. It's like the third division beating. It's like a G League team basically beating the Nuggets and eliminating from like a national competition.
The Yard Goats beating the Rockies, and that's all we'll say about that.
No, it's actually lower. It's more like the Grand Junction Rockies, beating the Rockies to eliminate them from national competition.
Could be. Could be like that. Yeah, so first game. Next Wednesday, June 1st, I think they play the Rocky Mountain Vibe, so it'll be the good old Colorado Cup. So I'm going to try to actually make it out there for that game. It's nice to see an inaugural something. So that's their first home game. I think they've had games already.
Something.
Right, you know, like inaugural somethings?
Yeah,
you know, like
inaugural somethings? I'm in. Sure.
I love inaugural somethings. Something.
Not something, some things. Like just all of the all of the inaugurals.
All of the things, you know? I'm following.
You're following. I'm that's following. Good. That's good. Make sure you are also following or stopping into any of Denver's 11 Denver so Metro area locations.
On my show, it's like, all right, here's the break now.
Elite segues here.
He's so smooth.
Well, look, you got to be – is it true the myth that the creator of the Segway, the little scooter, passed away?
Yes.
Is it true that that's a rumor or is it true that
– he died on a Segway.
Really?
Yes.
To Google I go, but I believe you, Susan.
He segued into death.
He segued.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You don't need to Google lightshade.com. See what I did there? I was actually just setting myself up for another segue. All right. Can you confirm, Brendan?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can confirm.
You can confirm.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And also, what is the truth? No falsification of information when it comes to...
Come on.
Your best stuff when it comes to cannabis concentrates, tinctures, and more. Lightshade, any of Denver Metro area's 11 Lightshade locations. They got the Wana Optimals Fast Asleep Gummies. They are not going to knock you out like the over-the-counter drugs that are really powerful, leave you in that, you know, cloud in your head. No, you're going to feel refreshed and rested each and every morning. 5 to 15 minutes, they kick in because it's just 10 milligrams of CBD with a hint of THC. And in 0 minutes, you can actually order your own for pickup at Lightshade. Head over to lightshade.com and use code DNVR to get 25% on that. All right. Well,
flawless read.
Well, our field notes, we do need a graphic for that eventually. Hopefully your carpal tunnel doesn't have your hands seized up on this here for all the notes we've given you and all these great ideas. We'll need something that says field notes that we'll put on whenever the Rockies are on the road so we can kind of say, hey, let's talk a little bit about the town that the Rockies are in. So now's probably a good time to talk about Pittsburgh. I spend a little bit of time there, but really only for sporting events.
I love Pittsburgh. So, like, as a person who grew up in Philly, just a few hours away from Pittsburgh, somehow I had never even been to Pittsburgh until last year when I went to every ballpark. I'd never been to Pittsburgh. I brought my mom with me for that. And my mom has been alive for 20 years longer than I have. She had never been to Pittsburgh either. So we were just like, we got there. We're like, oh my, all of this has been here the whole time. Like, this is insane. But it was such a great city. And like, there's so many bridges. The city's got a color scheme. It's all yellow and black. But PNC Park is just one of the greatest ballparks. It is just incredible. I had such a great time there, except when Ke'Bryan Hayes hit a home run and didn't touch first base.
I remember that game.
I was at that game.
Yeah.
And I also had Ke'Bryan Hayes on my fantasy baseball team. So I was furious.
Ed's insult to injury on that.
It was pretty upsetting for me. But the pierogi race is one of the best promos I've ever seen. One of the best on-field events. Because they have this awesome intro video that's really intense, and I was gonna ask you here to put it in, but I don't think we have the rights to the music. We can't afford it. So I might like tweet out a link to it. It's just like very intense.
Very overly dramatic. Not at school. This wasn't a lunch I brought to school, but like on weekends in the summer, pierogies like almost every other day. I was a big pierogi guy.
Pierogies slap.
Yeah. Brendan, have you partaken in a pierogi or two?
I like pierogies myself.
Who doesn't like a pierogi?
I just like the sentence, I'm a big pierogi guy.
Yo, we're all pierogi guys here. Let's go.
I am one as well.
I'm also a Primanti Bros bro.
You are? You're a BBB?
Yeah.
I had the one in the stadium, and it was like, it was okay. And I was told, you got to go off campus. But it was a long walk over the Roberto Clemente Bridge. Also, Pittsburgh shuts down on a Saturday night at like 6:30 p.m.
These are facts.
You're just watching like last night's game. Beautiful view of the buildings, but like they're all dark.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Like they were getting gray. It was still beautiful. So but it was like there's not even a light on in any of these buildings.
It's like a lot of like banks and stuff. And, yeah. You know what I mean? But I do. It is a beautiful view. And I probably.
I've been.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. My sister went to school in Pitt. So we went to some. Also, we saw it on our. The baseball road trip I did as well, less impressive than yours.
But still impressive.
And very fun, all the same. PNC is probably not a park you would guess for best views in the country, mm-hmm. having not seen it. But that right field view is actually spectacular. If you're lucky enough for an evening or a sunset game, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such a vibe. Perfect place to watch baseball. It's a shame that the team hasn't been better, actually. Because mm-hmm. that's just... I feel like baseball would be better off if the Pirates were relevant because I just love PNC.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a stadium in the top five, top 10 when you do the rankings. Yep. It's always without fail. Usually almost always top five even.
Yeah, it's like definitely mine.
That's a guaranteed lock mm-hmm. right there. Yeah, when I used to play a lot more video games, I thought, I'm going to do a season. I want to look at a nice stadium. Dude. That was the one I picked because I'm like, I want to see those buildings. All of the golden bridges there, it really is breathtaking. There's not a lot going on around the stadium, but still, it was good.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't need, because it's a little separated. Yeah. But it's just like everyone is right there to watch baseball, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And then you get to cross the bridge. It's fun.
The second time I went there.
You like bridges out here?
Big bridge guy.
Are you an infrastructure guy?
He's a bridge bro.
Just the way he said bridges made me giggle. I don't know what was about it, just... Bridges make me laugh.
The bridges are nice, though.
Sometimes except they're working on the Clemente Bridge, so it's like all wrapped up. I don't know if you saw photos. Yeah. And from a distance, it looks like spiders have overtaken the city, and it's just nothing but cobwebs.
Breaking news.
Definitely looks like that. The second and last time I went there, drove from New Jersey probably like at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, wow.
It's like 6-hour drive. Saw the game. Was with Mets fan family.
Oh,
game was over. Drove back home after long day, but you don't remember that it dragging on. You're just like, hey man, that's pretty cool. That's one of the nice things. You can't drive 6 hours in any direction, unfortunately, in Denver and be at another stadium.
Yeah.
I think Kansas City's like 7, but
mm-hmm. I think it's closer to 8. But yeah,
is what it is. Yeah. Well, again, it depends on who's driving, right?
That's if you're following the speed limit.
Right. Right. Like a prude.
You could drive like 6 hours like in south and get to Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see a sod pool game?
It's 6.5 actually, but yes.
Yeah, geography corner. Susie's. Yeah.
I came in second place in my fourth grade geography B.
Oh, wow.
Major flex on my part. But also, I've recently driven from Denver to a lot of these places. So it's like I have done it in a practical setting.
I love the idea that you retained your fourth grade geography B information.
Yeah.
Just put it all away.
All of it. Huge map girl over here.
I came in second in a science B, which is just unbelievably ironic because. I don't believe
in science. Say it. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm it's a science fine. Denier. I'm not so much a science denier so much as I'm a science confused buyer.
Science skeptic? No. Yeah, I was a math teacher.
Flies
and science I just don't care about. Like I know nothing. I still remember to this day when I took the elementary test like to get, you know, certified, like you just know the content. And it was just like Jeopardy. It was like a Jeopardy test. I'm like, I got this. And there was one question I'll never forget, and it said, I think 10,000 feet beneath the Earth's surface is, and of the four options, none of them was dirt. And I said, okay, I'm going to get this one wrong, but that's okay. I got all of the rest right. And I did. I virtually got all of them right except that one. But I was like, it's not dirt. I mean, would technically would that be right? Can I write in? And I go, all right, I'll go with crust. Fine. I don't know if it was mantle. Was it core? Don't know. But I thought dirt was still decent of an answer. No?
Listen, man, you're talking to a man who doesn't know a single thing. I try to explain that to people.
You don't understand. I know nothing.
Just mentioning the word crust, is that kind of mind-blowing that I even have that to
recognize? Just a pizza term to me. Ask me how old my father is.
You don't know how old your dad?
No.
Oh, that is.
Good question.
That's you know his birthday? Problem.
It's in June.
Oh, no.
I know him, too. Like, we have a good relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know anything, guys. I'm really trying to drive this point home.
Why is that? Why don't you try to keep things to like in your memory of like, you know, this is important. I want to remember that.
I've tried. It just doesn't work out.
You're just living a life of blissful ignorance.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you have a blissful life?
That's not that bad of a concept.
It can be blissful. Yeah. It can be blissful.
Until your dad's like, why the F didn't you get your birthday card?
You didn't call me again. So yeah, that is a problem. It is a problem, but I don't know much.
You need to befriend him on Facebook, because then you just log into Facebook and it tells you who everybody's birthday
Neither
is.
Neither of us have Facebook. We're useless. Yeah.
Your homework assignment for the next time you come on the show is to find out what day your dad was born.
I think he's 63. I'm gonna guess 63.
I would love, you know what, just bring in his birth chart too so we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really,
when I learn more, I'll let you guys know.
Do you know your birthday?
May 10th. I did forget about it. I gave my license to a bartender the other day, and she was like, oh, your birthday's coming up. And I was like, it is? She thought I had a fake ID.
Oh, my God. No, Brandon.
Happy belated.
Yeah. Thank you.
Happy belated.
Well, get on that social media so that you can get all the gossip, because if anyone knows the gossip, it's this one right next to me.
He's talking about me.
Talking about the Susie Hunter from the DNVR Rockies podcast, which, by the way, I think now whenever I go on other podcasts, when they invite me on, like, well, it's not Susie Hunter from DNVR Rockies podcast. So now I'm just introduced perpetually as the other one.
No.
Just hope you know that. Hope you feel good about
the
it.
Other one.
We've got the other one from the DNVR
the
Rockies podcast.
Well, I am at least the one with the gossip. Ooh. And I'm going to give you guys a few events that may or may not have happened. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm going to be guessing.
You're going to be guessing. Don't look at my notes, okay?
Okay.
You're in a prime position to cheat. All right. Freddie Freeman tried to get Juan Soto to join his pyramid scheme. Did this happen?
I'm going to say yes just for fun.
I know the answer to this.
You can take your blinders off. It's okay.
I just barely saw this, and I had no idea what it was. Didn't know if it was an old clip or a new clip. Should have realized it was new, because the Dodgers are in Washington, D.C., prepping the Rockies, trying to beat down the Nats to make it a little bit easier, right? Cardinals did it against the Pirates, but it didn't, unfortunately, help the Rockies. They lost 2 out of 3. Mm-hmm. But he definitely seemed to be giving Juan Soto his life story over at first base. Was there a pitching change? I don't know. So I'm going to say, yeah, he was trying to get him involved in a pyramid scheme.
What would his pyramid scheme be if that's the case? What would Freddie Freeman have a pyramid scheme? I hope we don't get sued for slander.
I think it would be, you know, like those necklaces that are like candy and you can eat, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. I haven't hit the punchline yet. Folks, this is just a setup.
I kind of think you did on it. No, just your jokes sometimes come in different orders.
It's true. You're just like, yeah, I remember that. That was fun. I'm like, no, I'm just warming up here. But you remember those necklaces? No, am I the
only
one?
Remember the necklaces? No, we're laughing because we remember them.
Well, what if Freddie Freeman, you know, came up with something similar, but they're like dentures made of like white chiclets, because he does have really big teeth.
Oh.
And so basically it's just like you've got like these vampire fang things, and then
you just
snap them off and you chew the gum.
I was just going to say NFTs, but Patrick's
here's not even paying attention to us. Another one of our $1 million ideas I just came up with. Now, that's the first invention of the show. The rest were just ideas.
Okay. So, spoiler alert, Freddie Freeman, as far as we know, does not have a pyramid scheme and not trying to sell NFTs. That's a pretty funny guess, too. But Monday night, the two did have a very long talk at first base. More like one-sided, Freddie was talking Soto's ear off, but you can see Soto listening and like kind of laughing a little, but
a little glazed over at a certain point.
Who knows what they were talking about? Because Trey Turner recently said he would love to have Juan Soto with the Dodgers, and Soto will be a free agent. after the 2024 season. So.
Thanks, I hate it.
So it'll
thanks,
be Trey I Turner. Trey Turner might be a free agent if signed somewhere else, so he might not even be able to reap the benefits of that to himself.
But you know what? He still said that he would love to have Soto as a Dodger.
That's
so
right.
That is, who knows what they were sure. talking They're about?
Former teammates, so he knows.
Exactly, right. yeah.
Former All teammates right. with the Nats.
All right, next piece of gossip.
Mm.
Did you know the Cincinnati Reds lead the league in weird foul ball catches by fans?
Well, that sounds like a yes. I'm going to say yes.
It sounds like a Patty stat.
It could be. Now, I remember recently there was a clip of a father holding a baby, drinking a beer, may or may not have been breastfeeding said baby, and catching a foul ball. Like,
I don't
boom.
Think he was breastfeeding the baby. I think there was a bottle
don't
in
judge.
The baby's mouth.
Don't judge. Look, to each his own.
I'm clarifying.
Indirectly breastfeeding, we'll say.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant. No.
Okay, continue.
So, you know what? That could have been in Cincinnati. So that's at least one. And I can't remember any other weird fan catches. So I think that makes sense. I think that's locked in.
Weird in Cincinnati in the same sentence. That works for me.
Yeah, that's always a yes for you.
Yeah. I'll have to go to the FanGraphs page to find out that stat to confirm it. But I think you're right. You did your homework.
You know what? So we actually do not have an official stat for that. I am counting on Patty stats. But there were two weird catches this week in Cincinnati. And I think that is just pretty remarkable. So the first one, there was a classic caught in the beer, followed by the chug. Now Budweiser's on the hunt for that guy so they can refill his beer, as is customary. And then there's another one, which I think we have video for, but the other one, this guy was on the phone the entire time.
Joel Luckup comes
phone
between
to
us
ear.
The
ball.
Ball
must have bounced off something behind him
That's
because it was
control.
Coming from behind.
Ooh, with
and
the
with
phone
one hand, never
on the phone.
Puts the phone down. Gives the ball to a kid.
From here, it looks like A, a flip phone, and B, like that's Steve-O.
It does Do look we... a little like Steve-O.
Flip phone.
But it's not,
hey,
as
man.
Far as we know.
I got a foul ball. I was talking on the phone, man.
That's
but yeah,
good.
He just like never seems, he seems unwavered in his conversation. Gives the ball to a little girl nearby. The broadcast is still going. The Bally Sports camera is still on him. He never puts down the phone the entire time
That's the
we see him.
Phone arm, too. That's impressive. Like, it's cradled in the arm that he catches.
Yeah.
That's
crossover.
Brilliant.
Crossover.
Like it was
hold.
Nothing. Like it was nothing. So, yeah, I'm going to declare Cincinnati the leader.
I can't think of one other one. I think you're right. I think you're right on that.
I think they've had the most weird ones this year. All right, speaking of catches, the Pittsburgh Pirates signed the girl who caught that home run that Estevez gave up.
False.
Okay.
The Pirates don't
wow,
sign
that would have moved
good
quickly.
Very good.
Shoot. Well, we've been doing the show, so I have not gotten all the updates, so that very well could happen. Yeah, it was a nice grab. They reviewed the play.
They did review the play.
And it doesn't seem like that was the case. I'm gonna say yes, they did, because we know that that's the thing with Budweiser, right? They're like, oh, let's find this guy, make a connection. A lot of those things. Kid loses his autograph book. People are sending him all kinds of packages mm-hmm. with autograph baseballs and stuff. So people do that. So you know what? I think the Pirates need to get some good press. They're gonna sign her.
Yeah,
they did sign her.
They haven't yet. But I did like. So I was listening to the Pittsburgh broadcast, and they were saying that she was signing autographs. I don't know if that was. It
lit.
Sounded genuine.
That's cool.
It didn't sound like they were being sarcastic. But I did love when they were reviewing that play. Like the camera was on her. She did not look stressed at all. She was like, "No, I know I did not interfere." She's like, "I know that was mine."
Wow.
She was confident. So
she
I'm like,
right
who
too.
Is she? I want to find out who she is.
I hope she's related to Jeffrey Mayer, but I don't know if you guys would know that reference.
No.
Did you guys okay. see the fellow who caught one running into the trash can the other day?
No.
No.
I don't remember which part this was in. Sick catch, though. He like makes it the snag as he hits the trash can.
Is it dirty catch?
Just runs into the wall. Yeah, dirty catch.
Dirty catch.
Dirty
wow.
catch. So there have been a lot of good fan catches this year.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
noticed that.
And, right. and in Savannah, that's an out.
Yeah.
It's a topic for another day.
Okay.
That
counts. I don't know if you know that. Banana ball.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, banana ball is like a whole other thing. All right, guys, I have one more piece of gossip. The Rangers mascot is a big fan of Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
So their mascot, I want to say his name is Sheriff.
No, you're not. In the right realm.
It's a horse. I know it's a horse.
It's a horse.
I don't have it committed to memory, but I know it has. It's evocative of that. Mm-hmm. Evoca.tv/DVR. But But it's not horsey. I think we'll go with Chef.
It's not horsey.
But some mascots don't like really have any fun or like really get after it. Like Dinger. I mean, Dinger has fun, mm-hmm. but Dinger doesn't do anything at the expense of the other team.
Yeah.
Like someone like the Fanatic might.
The Fanatic lives to embarrass yeah. other
so
teams.
So I think this is like a trick question. Yes. This is like a trick question. I'm going to say no. Huh. I'm going to say no to that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to
say yes.
All right. Well, everyone is a Shohei Ohtani fan. So that mascot is named Captain.
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 Really?
Yes.
That doesn't right. seem appropriate. That doesn't
Captain.
Apt.
Captain.
Captain.
For a landlocked
But anyway,
team?
Okay, so we actually have a picture. So here is Captain with Shohei Ohtani. Look at that sign. It's written in Japanese. Guess what it says? It says, Ohtani, you are amazing. He did that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I think that's so sweet. I think that's such a nice gesture to do when a legend is visiting your ballpark. So wholesome.
Very
so wholesome.
Wholesome.
I do like that. But to go back to his name being Captain.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't have the answers to this question.
Sound like you're defending him. But look, yeah. It. Not so Captain bad. But here's the thing. Not even his full mascot name. His mascot official name is Rangers Captain. Come
That's
on.
Really bad.
I think Sheriff is kind of BA, no?
So you're just saying two words that aren't even really real. Like, it's like the old Mitch Hedberg joke about how he wants to be the guy that names kitchen appliances.
Oh,
because you just
yeah.
put an "er" at the end of it and you call it a day. What does that do? It refrigerates stuff. Refrigerator. I'm going on break.
This keeps shit fresh. It's a fresher.
Yeah. Like Ranger Captain. You're like, yeah, those are two words. Thank you.
Those are two words.
We may have to. Well, you know what? You have an inside source. You've got Dinger. You
yes.
have to say, how would you feel if you went by Rocky's Dinger? Hey, Rocky's Dinger. What's yeah. going on with Rocky's Dinger?
Rocky's Dinosaur.
Then again, if his name completely was Rocky's Dinger and you had to always refer to him as Rocky's Dinger, there would not have been a certain scandal last year. So,
oh yeah.
Too soon.
That's also
Shout out
a
Craig.
Thing.
Too soon.
Greg?
Craig oh. Mish.
Oh, yeah, he's a Marlins guy.
I think he was the guy who started it on Twitter. That's
yeah.
where I was going with it.
Yeah, he covers.
Shout out Joey Moya. You just got to tell your girlfriend to start watching the DNVR Rocky show because I'm over here now. His girlfriend's a fan of mine. We talk sometimes.
Allegedly.
Just want you to know, Joey, just come hang out here more often. All right? I'm everywhere.
The comment section on YouTube is popping today. I love to see this.
Good chat.
I appreciate the love for my Venn diagrams and my transitions into ad reads.
Yeah. We've got some really good...
Yeah.
Some good validation going on today, and I needed that.
By the way, chat, Patrick talks like that in real life off the air. He just slips a vodka reads into dude, I asked you how your day was. Like,
his life is an ad read.
He's like, he's like, my day's better now that I can watch the Nuggets and Avs on a vodka TV. You're like, dude, we're off the air.
Hey man, it's part of my program. All right. Look,
he's a company man for sure.
He's a company man.
I'm a company man. That's it. That's me. We got a vodka hats here too. I don't see anybody wearing them.
I might have to.
Not until
those.
Our next live show on Sunday. We will have a live show too, of course,
yeah.
on Thursday evening after the first game in DC. Herman Marquez versus Patrick Corbin. You also got Austin Gomber against Aaron Sanchez on Friday night. Saturday, Chad Kuhl versus Joan Adan, and on Sunday, Kyle Freeland against Josiah Gray. So. All winnable games. I mean, at this point, you take a 2-2 split on the road, and hopefully you come back and you can win some games against the Marlins. Yes, very doable. Atlanta's coming to town. They don't necessarily have their stuff together exactly. City Connect jerseys
yes.
are going to be on their backs on Saturday, June 4th. June 3rd is the Apple TV game.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting, to say the least. And I think pretty soon we are like hours away from seeing – the City Connect jersey. What has been your take on the City Connect stuff so far, Brendan?
Again, just to reiterate, I know nothing.
Have you seen like Boston and Kansas City?
I haven't.
All
I haven't
these
looked
weird
around
takes?
At the City Connect jersey yet. So
okay.
Around.
All right. So
I can gather some thoughts for the next ep, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like we're going to talk about it, but the next time we all three of us talk again, we will probably have seen the Rocky City Connect jerseys already. So that is your homework. Another assignment for you. So you're going to find out your dad's birthday.
Yeah.
And you're going to look at some City Connect jerseys.
I'll do that.
And you're going to form opinions on those.
I'm just going to text Eric. What do I think of this jersey? You tell me.
Well, you may need to have, you can do that. You know what? We'll allow you to do that. Say, Eric, tell me what to think about the jersey. And then we want your reaction on the pants.
All right. Done.
Yes.
Done.
The pants, folks.
I have thoughts on pants.
The City Connect jerseys.
That's all me.
What are they going to be? I don't know either.
Love a good pair of pants.
We're not sworn to secrecy, or maybe we are. Who's to say?
Who is to say? Certainly not us.
Segue this one, Patrick. Land this plane. Let's see.
Well, what we have to say is make sure you check us out on social media at @DNVR_Rockies. And make sure you join us. Become a member. Hang out at the bar. Or you know what? If you're distances away, you can get all the great articles that we've been writing all season long on the Rockies. Brendan's doing it on the Nuggets side. Great stuff for the Broncos OTAs, as they are called, I believe, are going on. Isn't that? I know they do OTAs.
Don't ask me.
I don't know what it stands for, but I've always wanted to know. You hear, what do OTAs stand for?
Yeah, what do they stand for?
I just not a football guy.
I'm going to Google it.
Only training always, probably what it means.
So yeah, here does it know.
Organized team practice there activities.
Got it.
That is too wordy.
Knowing
that's why it's OTAs.
OTAs. Yeah. OT. I never really mind when they go OTAs. Anyway, but 50 Cent for the DNVR.com to become a member. Follow us on social media at @DNVR_Rockies on Twitter.
Oh, and I am @TheSusieHunter on all platforms.
And I am @TheBrendanVote. No, wait. I'm Brendan Vote. I'm @BrendanVote. I'm on Twitter.
You know what they say about momentum. The Rockies have none. But we do, or at least we will, for our next show. So we'll talk to you then.